The Seattle City Council has unanimously passed a measure to put civilians in charge of police oversight. It comes 5 years after a federal judge called attention to biased policing within the SPD. KUOW's Paige Browning reports the goal is to hold officers more accountable.
It's a victory for advocates of police reform, including City Council member Lorena Gonzalez.
This will be an accountability system that will have legitimacy amongst our officers and police reform advocates. That is quite the achievement.
There are three branches in the system. The city's Office of Police Accountability will investigate officers who are accused of misconduct. A new Office of Inspector General will conduct performance audits of the SPD as a whole. The third branch, a 21-member community police commission, will bring to light policing issues in Seattle, especially those experienced by the disenfranchised. But some are still hesitant on the reforms. City Attorney Pete Holmes gave his thoughts at the council meeting.
I don't agree with everything in this ordinance, but it will in many ways increase accountability, make our system stronger, increasingly responsive to community concerns.
Holmes wanted the Inspector General to be the point person for police oversight. Instead, the work will be split between the three branches. But the debate isn't over. A federal judge still needs to sign off on the reforms. I'm Paige Browning, KUOW News.